previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Strike action at South Africa's largest airline, FlySouth Air, is into its second day. The airline has cut about 30% of its scheduled flights to ensure it has enough pilots for its aircraft. A statement from the airline yesterday said no further flights would be disrupted, but overnight it's cancelled another two between Cape Town and Lanseria. A meeting is scheduled for tomorrow between the airline and trade union Solidarity. That's part of an intervention by the CCMA to try and resolve the dispute. Solidarity represents about 200 FlySouth Air pilots, says they have been locked out of work. FlySouth Air says it has more pilots at work than on strike. The union has rejected FlySouth Air's multi-year 5.7% wage increase offer. The pilots are looking for 10.5% this year, followed by CPI plus 4.5% next year and CPI plus 4% the year after. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says the country's response to the current foot and mouth disease outbreak is not working. Speaking at a two-day indaba to tackle the crisis, Steenhuisen said the current response system was stretched to the limit. South Africa, he said, could not continue managing outbreaks with outdated structures and fragmented authority. Quoted by News 24, Steenhuisen wants to regionalize the country's disease control framework so that the country can avoid blanket bans during outbreaks. He also called on the livestock industry, especially the red meat, dairy and game sectors, to begin co-financing vaccine procurement and to partner with government in animal science research and development. Turning to the markets, we're looking at a string of record highs, starting with the JSE, which closed last evening with the all-share up 1% to 99,653, the top 40 up 1.1% to 91,999. Precious metals led the way, Valterra Platinum up 5.6%, Impala up 4.4%, Anglo Gold Ashanti up 6%, Goldfields up 4.8%. We also had good gains from Sasol up 6.4%, Old Mutual up 5.3%. Then it was London's turn with the FTSE 100 ending at 9,012. New York followed suit, the S&P 500 up just a tenth of a percent, but a record high nonetheless. Also the NASDAQ up 0.4% to just under 21,000. No such joy for the Dow, which was just beneath flat. This morning, Tokyo, Hong Kong and Sydney are all flat. The US dollar has eased back to 117 against the euro. The rand at 1762 to the dollar, 2059 to the euro, 2375 to sterling. And with investors looking for shelter from the looming US-EU trade war, gold continues to firm, 3,392. Platinum's at 1455. Bitcoin just over 117,200. And Brent crude oil, $68.70 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.